voice drawled. I swallowed as a pair of boots appeared in the snow, leading upward into black jeans clinging to thick, muscular legs. Definitely an alpha, no question. I just hoped he wasn't the alpha. Ander Kane? Simply thinking his name sent a shudder through me. I'd never seen him, nor did I want to. His reputation for cruelty and leading under an iron fist was well known, even to those of us humans who lived outside of the dome. The air prickled with power as the pack began to circle us, their intentions underlined in malice. I swallowed. Don't react, I told myself. Don't run, don't... Maxim moved. A flash of silver blinking in the sunlight peeking through the trees, and the sound of growls ensued. Molly screamed as our former leader fell to the ground beneath the weight of several wolves. Blood splattered across the snow, along with a revolver that landed near the alpha's shoe. The moron had tried to shoot one of them. I suppressed an eye roll, forcing myself to remain still as carnage unfolded not 5 feet from me. Molly grabbed me, only to be yanked away by a snarling male telling her to shut up, which provoked Peter. And more ripping, snarling, and gnashing began. I remained on my knees, head bowed, doing my best not to flinch at the violence spilling around me. Yes, these were my friends, but I hadn't survived this long just to become wolf meat. The alpha took a step forward and lifted his hand to comb his finger through my tangled auburn strands. Inhale, 1, 2, 3. Exhale, 1, 2, 3. The problem with my internal coaching was that his woodsy scent overwhelmed me with each inhale. Such a feral, masculine flavor, and very unlike all the boys at home. He was clean, too. Another abnormal trait for this time of year, as it was hard to bathe outside when all the streams were frozen. Of course, that wasn't a problem for Andorra Sector.
You seem to be the only intelligent one of your crew, he murmured, drawing his finger across my jaw. Tell me what you were doing, and maybe I'll let you live.
As he already knew our goal, it was too obvious for him not to. I had no problem giving him the truth, even though I doubted very much that he would actually let me live. But playing along was my only option. Better to try than to give up. I cleared my throat. Maxim told us he found a food source. What he failed to mention was the owners of that food source, something the rest of us learned too late. The words came out raspier than I wanted, mostly due to the unexpected sprint through the woods in the dead of winter.
And who is Maxim?
Very slowly, I gestured toward the bloody pile to my right, where the wolves were still feasting. Him?
I see.
His touch drifted down to pinch my chin. He jerked my face upward, his dark eyes searching, studying, caressing each of my features all the way to my knees.
My, but you're a pretty one.
My heart skipped a beat, not just because of his words, but because of the dark flare of interest blossoming in his gaze. Male wolves didn't ask for permission. They took what they desired, when they desired it. And while they usually preferred to mount their own kind, it wasn't unheard of for a shifter to take a human pet. He tilted my head to one side, and then the other.
What's your name, human?
It took me a moment to reply, my tongue too thick for my mouth. Cat.
Cat,
he repeated, his lips curling.
How apt. You do remind me of a curious kitten.
He glanced over my head.
I do enjoy purring felines.
Chuckles met his remark, causing goosebumps to skate down my arms.
Stand up, pussycat,
he demanded, releasing my chin.
I want to get